The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. Ladies and gentlemen, the Delhi polls now fast gathering momentum. 14 days to go. Do remember to tune in to CNN News 18 for the comprehensive and uncolored election coverage on result day. 11th of February is when verdict will be out. 8th of February is when Delhi casts its ballot. And in the run-up to that, the BJP wanting to give the Aam Aadmi Party a run for the money. 15 days ago, many would have given the Aam Aadmi Party a clean sweep in Delhi, with the most expecting it to get close to its previous tally of 2015 of 67. But the BJP seems to have woken up a little late into the campaign, but has become very, very aggressive. Now, in politics, ladies and gentlemen, Saam, Daam, Dand, Bhed, they say everything has to be tried to ensure that you shake the opposition. In this case, the BJP playing the opposition role and wanting to shake Arvind Kejriwal in his bastion, that is Delhi. The Aam Aadmi Party wanted to fight on Vikas, the same plank that the BJP wants to fight nationally. The Aam Aadmi Party centered its campaign around Arvind Kejriwal, the same way the BJP centers its campaign around Narendra Modi. So quite literally, the AAP has tried to walk and follow the BJP's playbook. So what does BJP do differently this time around? They take the issue away from the real issue, what Aam Aadmi Party says is the real issue, and make another pain point or perhaps a consideration point for a lot of people the real issue. That's what they try to do. Shift the goalpost to a turf which they are comfortable playing. This is all around the anti-CAA protests. When information came to the fore to suggest that these are not spontaneous protests and that there is a reason why these protests are taking place at Shaheen Bagh. Along with the protest, the BJP questioning the right to liberty of those who don't want to protest, the right to liberty of those who are facing massive inconvenience in Delhi because of the blockage of a key arterial link between Delhi and the National Capital Region of Noida, or the new Okhla Industrial Development Authority. So that is the Noida area in Uttar Pradesh. And of course, about 5 lakh people whose livelihood has been affected, about 50,000 vehicles or 60,000 vehicles per day is what is the estimate. And this is a conservative estimate, that traffic which has been diverted to other routes, clearly inconveniencing close to about 25 to 30% of the denizens of Delhi and subjecting them to more time on road. Also resulting in massive traffic snarls, which have also contributed towards the poor air quality of the city of Delhi. So all of these issues have been raised by the BJP, but they have also pushed a very strong narrative, a narrative that is binary, a narrative that is polarizing, a narrative that also comes out to suggest the Hindustan-Pakistan angle. The narrative which says that if a few handful can do this in one corner of Delhi, imagine what they can do going forward in the future across Delhi. This is a raw emotion, a raw nerve that's been touched upon by some of the elected representatives of the BJP, especially MPs, in Pravesh Verma. And of course, the chanting which has gone forward, which said, Desh ke gaddaro ko goli maro shalo ko. And this was done at a campaign in Rithala, which was being presided or addressed by the Union Minister of Home for Finance, Mr. Anurag Thakur. Clearly, the opinions are polarized. The opinions are polarized on CAA too. The opinions are polarized on who's orchestrating these protests and why they are protesting. The opinions are also polarized on whether someone's right to protest supersedes another person's right to not protest or right to follow their real living and right to use the roads for which all of us have paid taxes for. On the other hand, does the BJP need to resort to this? Does it need to touch this raw emotion, this nerve of fear, and try and fearmonger and perhaps push this binary forward? Or is this the BJP's playbook to counter the playbook of Vikas that's being pushed forward by the Aam Aadmi Party? The BJP also tried to bat in the AAP turf, questioning the state of education, whether or not are all schools really under the upkeep of Delhi, the Delhi government schools, really up in standards. Yes, the Delhi government has done a lot of work as far as education is concerned. But yes, they've got miles to prove and promises to keep. But some of the BJP MPs, as claimed by the AAP, have been caught on the wrong foot. They went into the wrong schools, they went into the wrong premises, and they put out videos which are contrary, or perhaps ended up them batting for the same side, that is the Aam Aadmi Party. But the BJP, asking some further questions, asking why is it that the number of officially contracted teachers in Delhi is only 700, whereas the total number of schools in Delhi are 1030. The BJP also coming out and asking why is it that only 6% of the people have opted for science. The number of people opting for science has gone down. There are certain other numbers that have also been put forth. And these numbers are quite strong and quite stark. Issues that we need to consider, and perhaps the real issues which the Aam Aadmi Party also needs to answer, saying why is it that the ratio of people, students who are learning math, basic math, is coming down? Why is it that the results of 10th standard in the last 13 years is the lowest in the last 13 years? Why is it that in 10th standard, more than 2/3 of the children are failing in math? These are questions that have been asked. Also being asked across Delhi, 73% of the children studying in government schools have actually opted for basic math, that is easy math, trying to show that in future they will not pursue math. Whereas this number is only 30% across India. So some questions being asked as to have you really improved the quality of education? Some ground reports checks also said that roads, maintenance, and of course the overall look as far as upkeep have left a lot to be desired. So those are the real issues where actually this election should be played. But the BJP also adding this dimension, which is politically inconvenient for the Aam Aadmi Party, because they may say that the centre has not done much as far as Shaheen Bagh is concerned. But we've had the LG visit Shaheen Bagh and try to convince them to call off the protest and not inconvenience the rest of Delhi. But has the Delhi Chief Minister gone there? Why is it that they were cagey on the Deputy Chief Minister using the News 18 platform to say they support the Shaheen Bagh protest? But there were a lot of efforts to try and hush up that comment or to go back to the plank of development. Yes, some of these areas are inconvenient to the other. And it's likewise. But that's politics, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what has made the Delhi election a little exciting. Aam Aadmi Party still perhaps two body lengths in front compared to the BJP. But the BJP, which was languishing far behind, seems to be playing catch-up. Suddenly, the dynamics as far as the Delhi elections have become interesting. And that's what makes it interesting for us, ladies and gentlemen, because we are looking for some spice as far as a political fight is concerned. But it needs to be clean. It should not be fear-mongering. It should not be on the lines of a Hindu-Muslim binary. In the meantime, the Prime Minister addressing a rally of the NCC, making some very strong arguments, and most of these arguments, I can very proudly say, have been made repeatedly on the right stand. One of them being, we were the first and perhaps the only channel to show you that advertisement dated 2018, which was put out in the dawn by the Pakistani army, which clearly segregated the role for a Pakistani individual. A non-Muslim was required only for sanitation work, menial jobs, and work which Pakistan believes Muslims should not do. The job of a soldier was limited only to Muslims in Pakistan. This is something which the Prime Minister cited today. And also, we were the first to tell you that up to 80% of the people who will be naturalized under the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019, who are here on or before 31st December 2014, about 80% of them are all Dalits or Adivasis. Be it from Bangladesh who have come to India and to Bengal and Assam, or be it from Pakistan and Afghanistan, they are largely Dalits, Adivasis, who need support, who have been persecuted because of who they are and the religious denomination they belong to. So this is something the Prime Minister highlighted while also telling Pakistan to stop waging a proxy war, which is testing India's resilience and India's resolve and also India's ability to endure. The Prime Minister saying in 10 days, we can finish it all off. So while the Prime Minister talks about the merits and argues on the merits of CAA, the foot soldiers are busy touching a raw nerve. We debate this tonight on the right stand. The debate number two, quickly, and that's the surprise. Those who said about E.V. Ramaswamy when Rajinikanth made the comment that he was lying, the magazine Tughlaq putting out the proof of 1971. You've got to watch this one. Bye for now.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.